This just in, we found Kurt Russell. If you, the last episode ended very fucking Kurt Russell.
I would say like it was eventful in that I found out that I'm actually not the thing.
This episode was sponsored by Sunny D.
I wasn't the thing the whole time.
Sorry, I had to scoop my chair a little.
Yeah, Kurt Russell showed up.
Yeah, he was like at the door.
Yeah, he pricked you with a hot pointy thing, and he said, "You're not the thing." No, and
I wasn't the thing.
Out.
Yeah. I wasn't the thing. I was just dragging tea.
He threw a flashlight at me.
I was just a normal guy. Well, that happens.
Yeah, but why?
Last time Kurt Russell came to my house, he threw a flashlight at me too.
All the lights on in the studio, and he threw a flashlight at me.
That's just what he does, man. Like it was broad daylight whenever he threw a flashlight at me.
If I fucking see him.
If he's public. Well, you got to give him his flashlight back.
Yeah, I got to give him his flashlight back.
Put the little bow on it.
It's got K. Russell.
We're back.
We're back, baby.
But if you skip the last episode, it's like a read-along. If you skip the last episode, you better go.
Please return to page 14. If you'd like to chase the spider down the alleyway, go to page 11.
What?
If you think that the spider is a figment of your imagination, go to page 40.
Page 40.
Page
40. Go to page
40. No, I want to chase it down the alley. Go to page 40.
Surprise! It wasn't a spider. Page 40. At all, but rather just a very large ant with two extra legs duct taped to its back.
You hear that sound? Sound of knowledge.
What does
voice?
That mean?
Sound of knowledge.
So, Choose Your Own Adventure books aside, we have a grievance.
They caused the economy collapse.
Who did? Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah.
They just picked the wrong page, is what happened.
Yeah.
Is economics like Choose Your Own Adventure?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. This one.
All right, so what we're referencing here, this is a Patreon exclusive, we do have notes where there are breasts drawn, there are breasts being drawn.
Joel, be...
So we get distracted because we keep going to that page for no reason.
Be dignified. These are boobies.
Okay, yeah, they are boobies. And it does say dong...
Doing versus pretending. Yep.
Dong versus penetrating.
Did you say this is a Patreon exclusive? Because then we can explain.
No, this
whole...
is the public one. But I'm saying the picture of the drawn
boobs.
No, that's
a Patreon exclusive.
That will be the first. That's going to be the first Patreon exclusive.
It has to be
in our return.
And what's funny is there's three guys on this podcast, and two of them are artists, and the one that's not an artist
got to draw the boobies. Yeah. That's why it's special. It's special to me. Special to Tina.
It's also why it's why it looks so bad. I love it.
Oh, but they're great. They're great. If Charlie was here, he'd probably be all horned up.
They don't look real.
You know what? Well, what's real? What's doing anymore? Anyone could go online and pretend that they're a fucking mechanic or a line cook at Applebee's, right?
Consider this.
Anyone can do that. Hey, catfishing.
If you've got an Instagram account. Right?
Yeah.
You got an Instagram account that says America's number one mechanic, and they've got 10,000 views or 10,000 followers or whatever.
They could be the world's number one mechanic. I don't know any better.
Or
where's Guinness?
Could.
Where's this man Guinness world record?
Guinness, the world records of beer.
Yeah. Where is he at?
Honestly, I've never met him.
Setting all these records.
You know what? Maybe.
Is that whole thing a scam?
Did you meet him at the aquarium he has? No, they have an aquarium. They show off all the records.
No, that's Ripley's.
Ripley, believe it or not, I can't believe there's a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, exactly.
That one. Yeah, that one.
I believe that because that one, I went to a cryptid museum that they made.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay, Ripley's or Guinness or Genius? World Records.
Ripley's.
They had a cryptid museum?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but do they have beer?
It's in Wilmington, yes.
Is it good?
Then they might have
Guinness. Was it worth your money?
It was $5 in one room, so yes.
Yeah.
$5
per
room. That's fine.
That's not bad.
That's worth it.
It's not as good as Serpentarium in Wilmington, but that guy's, you know, that whole thing has gone to sort of bad news on that one.
I like the old ones, like the old shitty weirdo sideshow houses that are just, you know, Lord knows what they're doing and ain't praying. You know what I'm saying?
Not anymore. But how do you think they got those sideshow acts in the first place?
Some stuff in there that dude looks just like the devil.
And the worst and ones are the it. Ones when they are praying, and then you can't get out. And then
that's the whole thing. But the point is, that number one mechanic, it's not verified.
Nah. That could just be a random dude on the internet. And the real issue is, like, we're seeing this on a more localized level as well.
What do you mean by localized?
So,
because you know, someone's gonna be like, "What are they talking about?
What
localized?
Are they talking about?" I'm not talking about like in real life. I'm just talking about internet. So, like,
internet
you know,
community.
if you're on one or more hobby Instagram accounts, or on the Facebook, or on
really
the,
any platform.
Yeah, pick a platform. YouTube. You see the accounts that have tons of followers that put out quote unquote hobby content. But I guess the real question is this content high value? And does the value of the content justify the number of likes and or follows that those accounts have? Or are they just doing giveaways and stuff to get their, you know, likes and follows? And
it's a thing.
I'm not salty about the number of likes and follows they have. I want to be clear.
Not analytically.
We're
not upset analytically.
Oh no, I thought you were talking about how salty I was. I'm like,
no, no, but like, salty. Yeah,
I mean, the human body has a number of different buffering solutions, and I would say that, yeah. Don't talk about my anals. I think that like the biggest issue with those accounts is that new hobbyists who just start a hobby get distracted from better content by these big bloated accounts that don't actually deliver any value.
When we were saying this is just not, this is not just Gunpla.
No, it's
this
hobby,
is like everything
many,
for fucking
many painting, any Gunpla, hobby,
Pokemon
any
trading cards,
carpentry or carpentry,
door installing, the fucking I don't fucking know,
accents.
Trash man tips to be the best garbage
tiling
man you can be, or
actually,
woman.
I could use some trash man tips.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
I can give you some trash man tips.
Yeah, right. I got all kinds of trash man.
I'll hit you up after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a wrestler, the trash man.
The trash man.
Yeah, he goes in the ring, starts throwing trash.
Does. And he starts eating it.
Starts eating it. Yeah.
Why is he eating it, though? I mean, that's just...
This is Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I know, but that's just like lowbrow, man. Like, we're trying to really put on a good highbrow show for the troops.
Oh, yeah. For the troops. Jean shorts.
Yeah.
Is
for the troops.
Embroidered jean shorts. Maybe.
I mean, if
for the
I'm,
troops,
for the troops, yeah.
No just, one else, not even Patreon, just for the troops.
Is this podcast OSHA compliant?
What?
No,
no, no, we're on the we're on the Pacific Assist Ocean.
Okay.
So, no, that's right, we don't need OSHA here.
Oh, jeez.
Free Willy.
We can get this thing back on the rails. Here's the question. Here's the question that I have. How do you find out whether the content that you are consuming is high quality or not? How can you tell if the hobbyist is a doer or a pretender?
Whoa.
Do you believe in life after?
Do you believe?
So
that's really hard. That's hard to say.
It's
like,
it's a hard question for
Between the three of us, we can't even answer that in the same answer. Everyone blurt out your answer or wait. You know what? Tino, you go first. Me and Brandon can't say our answer at all.
Okay. Yes, you can, but it takes a little bit to figure it out.
Your answer, Brandon, go.
Yes, you can, but it takes a bit to figure it out.
My answer is yes, you can, but you have to be self-aware enough.
Did it take a bit to figure it out?
No.
Oh, shit.
Self-aware is a big one.
That means that you could... that's interesting, because that means that you could view the content, and if you know what you're looking for...
Example, right? Example. I have personally... have been a part and privy to a lot of bullshit drama in the Gunpla community.
But when you say bullshit drama...
Either shit that I started or that I participated in.
I was going to say.
I'm very mature enough. I've been to therapy. I've learned that expressing this is a good thing,
right?
That's
called growth, ladies and gentlemen.
Growth.
Expressing, yeah.
Right? It's called growth.
Growth.
Right?
Growth.
Example,
G-R-O-F.
Right? I'll give an example.
Growth.
Not going to name anyone, but there was a larger influencer in our community.
Right, I'm sitting right here, and I'm not that big.
Exactly, I know. But they're on Twitch painting with toothpicks and a huge gang mentality, just because everyone didn't like the guy, it seemed like.
Toothpicks, the things
came,
that you use for your teeth.
Came at the guy for doing a bad hobby thing, right? Like, you're an idiot, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they thought that the toothpicks were not the correct tool.
Exactly. Fast forward a couple months later, I'm watching a sideshow video of one of their hot toy painters using a toothpick.
Hell yeah. It's a great way to put
and
like a little
dollar
paint.
And then I go, wow, that was dumb. And then so take that and apply it to everything that's happened.
That's good.
That's called therapy.
That is real good.
But...
Huh.
So, seeing that, where was I going with that? I fucking lost track there, boys.
I think that, let me hijack your story. You were going to give me $20. And before that, you were going to say that whenever you and the rest of the hobby saw this content, You didn't know whether it was legit or not. And you're thinking,
oh, I know where I'm going with that. I suffered through that, so now I'm very self-aware on top of my personal experience and blah, 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 of, you know, working in the industry, blah, 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 is that now I can – I did it with Pokemon. I comfortably came into that new hobby.
Yep.
I looked out for any red flags that I've seen in other online communities, and I was able to apply a filter to kind of what I watch.
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Red flags.
And that was – but I will say – if I wasn't self-aware or have gone through that previous stuff, it would take a lot more time. So,
that makes sense.
That's a unique situation, though, right? Because you were have firsthand and hands-on experience.
Oh, yeah. My hands are dirty.
For people who are brand new and don't have that kind of dirt on their hands, it takes a little more research because those accounts that are full to bursting with uselessness still, from an outsider or someone brand new coming in, look legit for the sheer fact that they've got, like, you know,
a bagillion people on there.
They've paid for a bagillion followers.
I mean, hell, I've never washed my hands a day in my life, and I still sometimes, like, get fooled by those giant accounts.
What was that one that was stealing, photography of model kits?
Oh,
jeez, like,
I heard about that.
Oh, one of the repost accounts and stuff, because you see these great builds and all these, you know,
but it's not their builds, man.
Yeah, and like, new people don't know how to distinguish different styles.
Or in a lot of that cases, they don't know where to go to find the person that built the thing. They can't find the artist.
So, like, if they reach out to someone and they start bullshitting them, or if they reach out to someone and they just give them wrong information or don't respond to them at all, it could deter, leave a sour taste in the mouth of the new hobbyist. Yep. So how...
It's hard to navigate because you kind of don't figure that out until it's kind of too late.
Yeah.
Well, for the first time you do.
Yeah, first time.
So that was, I think we hit one. We hit one of the flags that we can recommend that people look for. Repost accounts.
Oh, that's actually kind of true.
Flag one. Repost accounts are a problem. Because, I mean, sure, some repost accounts get the permission from the people who did the original builds, and they reference the original person, and they are very openly and aware, you know, you're aware that they're a repost account.
Are all visual things that you should look out to find a good repost or curated page.
And that's a great resource, because a curated repost page that gets the permission of the artist not only gives you access to that artist's other work, but it also gives you access to a wide variety of different styles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, instead of looking at one person's Instagram account, you know, you find a repost account anywhere on social media, and you all of a sudden, hey, that's 1,000 artists. Good luck, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But repost accounts that steal content. Now, this is a problem. You just never really know, like, as a new builder, you can't learn from that.
No. Because you don't know what it went into. You just see the final result.
It's rare for a repost account to ever post a work in progress photo.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Or if it is, it's theirs, and you're subjected to whatever they're doing, which is why you didn't fucking follow them in the first place.
Give a couple swipes up, and if you don't see any work-in-progress photos, that might be the red flag.
Yep, that could be a problem. Yep. So that's another one. So we got watch out for repost accounts that don't credit the artists. Check for work-in-progress photos if you're really curious. I mean, that's really a good way
this is strictly just like Instagram. If we zoom out to the larger hobby as a whole, that is finding those, you know, whatever it be, like a moral standpoint or a truthful content, and like companies to content creators to manufacturers to events to contests to communities to discords. You're spending your whole entire time playing investigator.
Yeah, it's basically impossible. You're right. I mean, it's too much.
Mm.
Yep.
So I think it's better to just, like we always talk about, just do the thing.
Yeah.
Instead of making your goal, like, for example, right? A lot of people new come in, they're like, I want to make Gunpla YouTube. It's like, pause. Do you want to make videos? Or do you actually want to document, like, your progress or make your hobby something you make content with, not something you make content of?
It's like, do you want to make Gunpla?
Or do you want to make videos?
Or do you want to make videos?
Because you can do anything with videos.
Yeah.
It's finding the thing that you like doing while also making videos, which is a very hard thing to do, and very much something that, and since the minute you upload your first video or whatever it is, subconsciously your mind is telling you to, oh, this needs to blow up, or like, oh, it'd be so cool if 100 people watch this, or, you know, you start setting these weird expectations.
They are weird. Yeah.
Where if you just kind of do the thing, and hey, you do the thing about doing the thing, and you upload it on the internet for people to cool. If they don't look at it, that's fine. Just keep doing the thing.
Right.
But once you start worrying about the doing of, or documenting or showing or making the content about doing the thing, is where everything gets shitty. And that's every single time I talk to someone, is that they're at that stage. And then when they start hating the hobby, they want to get done with it. They can't stand the community. They can't stand this, can't stand blah, 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 because some wild expectation they set in their head about when they hit upload is not going right. So now they're having a hard time with the whole entire, everything's to blame except for maybe just, this wasn't the thing you wanted to do.
The internet doesn't like my whatever.
Yeah, what
you're supposed to be doing it for yourself. So don't don't care what the internet. The internet sucks. The internet's terrible.
It's a terrible place.
Burn it down.
We all learned this.
Yeah, the internet
is a terrible place.
We don't like it.
Nah.
Every website is a hellscape.
They're all just varying degrees of hellscape. I think that obviously that's all correct, but you know, the real, it's hard to give advice on this topic in that case, because when you're dealing with a new builder that just wants to, like, learn how to airbrush from a YouTube video, like, we can...
Well, I tell you, the first response is like, well, check out this person. This person sucks, but they have got a good video on this, and this guy's a dick, but, like, blah, 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 blah. It's like you are they're all automatically subjected to whatever weird drama happened 2 years ago or some shit like that.
I mean, you're getting the... I guess sometimes you get the drama. I can't say I've had that experience, actually.
From the majority of people that I've spoken with, not directly, but like,
I get you.
A lot of times, you know, someone will be like, oh, I watched so and so's video for the first, you know, to watch how to do this. Like, oh, I don't like that person because of XYZ drama.
Oh, yeah, reason. I see.
That happens more often than you would think.
Huh.
And it's something where, like, is that something that's avoidable, or is that people trying to be like, hey, like, you know, this is my filter that I use, you know, in the community? But a lot of times it's not. A lot of times it's just like people are just like, oh, this guy's a dick, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But then you have two different sides of every argument. So you have two different kind of people telling you two different ways to go.
Oh, geez. You gotta decide in those situations. You've got to decide.
If you watch a video and it's and you learn something from it, or it completed your goal of watching it, then it's valuable.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. That's the value. I mean, the value comes from the content. Not necessarily the content creator.
Exactly. Like,
the content creator made the content. Cool, but the content's valuable. That's pretty,
especially
cool.
As a new builder.
Yeah.
That's kind of where you have to go off. And then at that point, you're do whatever the fuck you want. You know? if you watch the videos and you think they're good, fucking watch the videos and they're good. Who cares?
I mean, it's also really interesting to see, like, there's some content that also doesn't teach good fundamentals.
Yes.
You know, that's a big problem. Also,
which, you know, that's always going to happen.
Yes.
Every hobby, it's going to happen. And it's hard to filter that out because you don't know anything about it. But just, you know, I mean, hey, pre-internet, everyone got tips from hobby magazines and other people in the hobby. Yep. I'm sure there's plenty of wrong information in that shit.
Because, you know, they'll publish whatever, right? They needed content for like a weekly magazine. And so they just had people mailing them, I assume, typewriters or marble slabs with stuff. Like,
with hobby tips.
Like, what are magazines?
If you taste the glue at night, it tastes a little bit stronger.
Are you telling me this is made of trees?
Is this real wood?
It's the internet that you would used to have to flip through, I guess. Like, it was probably the same back then. I'm sure
now it's just bigger.
It's bigger and it's less curated because there's some editor that puts together the magazine, but still there's some, you know, there's some community curation, arguably. But just if somebody's pretending to do the hobby, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah, you can, like, especially that's the one thing I will say that I've always loved about not just like the Gunpla community, but like online communities in general, is like once you actually get a bunch of nerds in a room together, you'll start to like learn like who's actually being themselves, and then who's just there to share their, you know, new video in the dip.
Yep.
Or whatever that yep. piece of content is, kind of thing. Because, you know, even if you don't get along with those people, 9 times out of 10, I've experienced they'll just be like, hey, like, I don't feel like a good fit here. I'm just going to
yep.
leave. That's fine. That's super totally simple. Fucking cool. Yeah. But a lot of people get into this the imposter syndrome thing where if they think they're not a part of that community or not a part of that team or building in this way or doing this contest or doing this event,
another way that
they can't be part of the group.
But that's another way that pretending just destroys communities. Like if you've got people in these communities that are trying to create, like if you go to a build meet and people are trying to make content for their social media, whatever. Or make it trying to make a YouTube video or trying to do.
And you're I did that. I literally filmed all the build meets, but it was just to show off the build meets.
That's it. But that's the point is you do it to show off the build meets and not to.
Not me.
Not to like show off yourself or not to get something out of it. If everybody there has their own side hustle, like hobby side hustle, you're going to feel left out if you don't have one. You're going to be like,
everyone else has one and you're doing the same thing that they're doing.
You start to think maybe it's expected. Like, these people who aren't actually doing the hobby.
Yeah, the sponsors. There's like this expectation. I'll fucking say it. The whole sponsorship thing is whack.
Yeah.
It's the expectation.
We're not driving fucking Formula One cars. No one needs to have their hobby funded.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I mean, no, I'll speak for myself because I have fucking quote-unquote sponsors or whatever.
Oh, well,
I don't anymore. I have companies that I work with.
Yeah, it works.
That we provide professional services for, whether it's trading design trends or whatever the fucking case is. But, like, that was something that was instilled on me because all the content that I was watching all of them had sponsors. That's right.
See, you learn from that.
All of them had sponsors. The
expectation is there.
And I was like, oh, that's the barometer. That's how high you have to reach in this community hobby to be considered a voice of person.
That's it. You're a good builder.
You're a good builder if you have someone giving you a useless discount code.
And really... That's not...
Oh, we can get to the economist, because now as a business owner, as my 100% own business owner, I can tell you that anytime there's a like 10% discount, it is just put into the product price.
Yep.
Or is that a margin at the point, it doesn't matter, it just covers taxes.
Well, like, otherwise, nobody's ever going to sell anything at a loss.
You want to know what real sponsorship looks like? A company working with a content creator, artist, whoever may be, to make something together.
Yeah.
Makes or sense. To even fund that artist making something for them. Like,
that's good.
It's wild to think that a company will send someone tools or paints or something when that person doesn't make content.
Yeah.
They're not building a project together. It's not like a collaboration.
They don't have anything in mind to use the stuff on.
The person they're being given to can just go to any other store and buy other stuff in the same industry. So it's not like, you know, no one signed a contract for a lot of these
that's not sponsorship deals. You know, what that is a, you know, you give a free product to get a review on YouTube. And that's it. You're done. That's it. Not a sponsorship.
It's called just marketing.
It's
a couple of hundred eyeballs.
Yeah.
And guess what?
And
when I come out
sales.
with some fucking toys or whatever we have multiples of, I will say, hey, I need some marketing, some videos done.
There it is.
Who wants to do it? Let me know.
It's marketing. It's not a sponsorship.
It's we're a sport team, blah, blah, blah. It's like, man, I'm not on your payroll. So I'm not a part of the team. That's how that works.
So you sent me some stuff so that I would make a video about it and tell everybody how good it was. Cool. So you consider me to be a marketing tool.
Well, I mean, even with the last company I was selling toys through, I sent out model kits to like a handful of people.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I literally said there's literally no time. It could take a month or 5 years. Whatever I'm doing at the time, you know, we'll figure it out. But and then at that point, I was like, just, I don't know, do whatever you want with it. Fucking make a video, make a song, make a fucking paint it and throw it at a homeless person. I don't care. Just do something with it.
Don't do that. That's mean.
Well, no, but let me throw it at a senator or something.
I'll do that. Okay.
Hell you know,
I have a list of senators I want to throw model kits at.
But I think,
now I'm on a list. Fuck.
to kind of bring it back is that a lot of this stuff, and including myself, we've fallen prey to it because that's all we see. So until... you can't hog tie someone down and make them do this, but until that kind of like notion is removed from the larger people doing this, it's never good. we could get all 30,000 of us or whatever on Instagram
30,000
to stop doing XYZ, and it's not going to make a lick of fucking difference.
Well, because it's still easy.
It's based in a world.
The eyes are still on this one. Yeah. And it's not even based on the way the systems are set up, even though the systems aren't set up to stop it. The systems are set up, and people tend to gravitate towards certain content.
There's no way around it. That's why everyone
responding
wants
to things. Yeah.
The more subscribers and the highest videos, because
so
monetary, it gets them more money, but also the side, it makes them that person.
Yep.
They're them saying, oh, I make Gunpla content or making whatever, you know, Pokemon videos. Yeah. Having those large numbers solidifies them as like, oh, that's what you do.
That's the guy.
That's what you do. Yeah. That's the Pokemon guy.
This person,
that's the Gunpla guy.
Is popular equals this person
is an authority.
Is good?
Oh, yeah, I guess that too.
Don't know.
People are shitty that are popular.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Celebrities.
If a person is shitty, they're not an authority.
No, but if they're a popular shitty person, they could be an authority.
That's exactly right.
Because they have that power and that movement behind them that says, oh, well, they can do no wrong.
It sort of dismantles the implicit meritocracy.
That's a fucking word. Yeah, what does that word mean?
My brain blipped that out.
What was that?
Oh, shit.
Merry Christmas.
How many syllables did I just say?
A lot.
Let's
rewind that one back real fucking quick.
That sentence had too many syllables. Apologize.
Well, you know how, like, you think that the people that are best at a thing are the most popular at a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
That ain't right.
I see what you're saying. Is that everyone
it's
thinks
it's backwards?
It's backwards. It should be the person who is the best at the thing.
Boom.
Should be the most popular, but it's not.
That's it.
Ah,
that's
I see.
It. You think?
Oh,
it
this
is.
This kind of goes into like hip hop territory where it's like
100%.
You have studio rappers versus like cypher rappers. Like, that cypher rapper's going to be a million times better, but unfortunately, the mass general public doesn't give a shit.
They've never heard of them.
They never heard
you
of
them. You find
it.
Them on Spotify by accident, and you love them, and
the,
so now
the
they're one of your favorite
rap artists. That's put into a multi-million-dollar studio. Yeah, they're going to be because they're fucking paid for it.
Of course they
are.
Pay
to play.
It's also following a formula, and what we'll see in a lot of these pretending to do the hobby things is, and you know, if you see hip hop album after hip hop album coming out of these studios, it's like, cool, they hit all the same beats, the song formulas are the same. Like, they're hitting the same type of song because that's what's popular right now.
It's because it's what worked.
That's it. It's what worked in the past and what will probably work in the future, but it's not going to be great art. And the types of videos that are the most popular tend to be the ones which follow the same type of formula, which is, hey, share, like, and subscribe.
Hey, everybody, today we're doing blah, 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 blah. And this video brought to you by blah, 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 blah.
And by the
way, let's get into it. Yeah, my uncle's grandma's dog died. And
that was the third uncle's grandma's dog this week.
So many are dead.
So anyway, sorry I haven't been making content
it's like Silent
very much
Hill
recently.
Over there.
I've been like really trying to enter these contests.
It does not. As someone that started videos by apologizing for not making more videos, it's the most common fucking thing.
And that's okay, but also
you don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Because in 12 months, no one's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
It's because no one. It's that expectation again. It's like. You think that people expect you to make videos, but it's okay.
I'll say I worried about it too. People worry about the first 5 comments on a newly posted video versus the impact it will have, or if it's even watchable in 2 to 3 years.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, you've got videos flooding,
like spending
YouTube.
Money to get the comments and shit like that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
When it's like, hey, if your video's good 2 to 3 years,
it don't matter.
People will still be referencing it. Like, fuck it.
But this is what you will usually see in the pretender accounts, following the exact same formula and not adding anything to the conversation. I can only watch that airbrush tutorial so many
30
times,
fucking times
until
10 different ways.
I turn back into the thing and slither down an air vent in my house.
Exactly. And just start
so that
killing
I can pop out of some other room.
Explorers.
That's it. That's what we're here for.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing is like once I think actually this kind of goes all the way back to the beginning of where how do you recognize this is when you finally have the aha moment of this person is just like everyone's doing the same fucking pattern.
Yeah. Yep.
Once you realize like my autistic self the pattern in the fucking thing, boop. Then you go, oh shit, all these people are just doing the same fucking thing, but like these people that I kind of like enjoying are doing something different. And
this
then guess what?
Is different.
Those people that are making more genuine, mm-hmm. genuine content now move into your peripheral more, and you give a shit, and that's when you find the good stuff and hobby shit online.
Yeah. Because
I went through that. I was like, oh, yeah, all these people are great. And then I was like, oh, this random YouTube channel from like Japan that has like 50 subscribers is my favorite thing in the world
and
now.
It's like, yeah, I love Megan Thee Stallion, but the whole point is
but guess
sometimes-
what? Real quick, that small subscriber channel with 50 subscribers, those are the your friends in the fucking
that's
hobby
exactly
that you meet
is.
Online.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yeah.
So why would you not want to support them to begin with?
It's, like, just any, it's any one random guy that just... The entire video... Like, I've started videos... Have I started videos? Instagram Lives. I've done, like, live things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where it's, like, just a camera pointed at my spray booth while I paint some stuff. I don't even interact with the thing.
Yeah, just have it up.
Is this content? I don't know. I just want people to see how I do this. Like, I don't... It doesn't hurt the way I do it. It's a passive
It literally
addition.
Takes nothing away from maybe a couple of seconds That's to it. Set up the thing on a tripod and,
I would
like,
rather...
Play.
I just want to see like a slice
Press
of life.
Play.
I want to know how they build the thing. I don't want them to talk at me about it. You know?
Well, no, and that's
like that, sometimes it's not necessary.
To kind of like hyper focus, I guess, on like Gunpla and scale modeling and miniatures and shit, is that no one shows. I mean, very few. Let me say I'm not gonna say no one, but very few people show the raw process.
Oh yes,
like,
that's it. That's exactly it.
When it's a YouTube video, they got lights and they're filming different takes and they want different shots, which is like, hey, that's making videos. That's fucking tight. That's what you're supposed to do, right? But if you want like authentic, like just literally showing the behind the scenes of how something's being made, for a lot of like, I mean, for a YouTuber to make that, they would have to set up a second camera rig that is filming the other camera rig filming the thing
exactly
that they're making.
Yep. Yeah. It's like, dude, I have like a phone.
It's not just it's not just a nice B footage of, you know, you painting a thing. It's like there's a lot that goes into it that
it's
people
like,
don't
what,
see.
Yeah, what are you doing? Filming B footage?
I mean, look
like
at my
this.
Fucking Twitch setup behind me. Like yeah, there's a camcorder, a literal VC VHS camcorder. Like
I'm like, nah, like I can't do B roll right now. I gotta make a sandwich because I'm a normal person.
Yeah. Like, but like it's that's like, what people like to see, though, because people relate to that. Everyone can relate to you doing the actual thing versus making the thing seem like this crazy, glamorous,
but that's,
fucking
that's
Steven
core.
Spielberg movie.
The core there is doing the thing is the hobby. Doing the video about the thing is
I think
the video.
Recognizing people that genuinely do the thing and people that are genuine, because, again, you can make fucking hobby content genuine that are genuinely doing like reviews and shit, and that's what they want to do, but they can separate that person's a really good person at making Gunpla videos.
Yes,
they're not the best builder in the world, because that's some rando I met online,
right?
But they are good at their media, their subjects, their blah 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 blah.
They're good at filmmaking.
Yeah. Exactly, because at the end of the day, you're not watching someone on YouTube because they're the best person at XYZ. You're watching it because they made the best video that most people have interacted with.
What makes a
and
video?
And usually those people will make a video about the best person of, like, you know, a really good painter or some shit like that. They'll make a good video because, let's face it, you can't force every single good painter in the world to post on Instagram, let alone make a YouTube channel.
You're right. Yeah. They're not going to.
They're not
going to
do that shit. I've tried.
You've tried to force the best painter
not
in the world
force.
To
get like, how did you, highly convinced.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Where did not, you how did you find the best painter in the world?
Guns.
You found the best
guns.
Guns?
You use violence to find the best painter in the world?
I mean, okay, listen, it's a little slip up.
Damn it.
It's
damn
for
it,
the
Joel.
Community. Yay.
No, we're never
it's
gonna
for the internet.
Oh.
You know?
It's for the internet. We can use violence to find the best painter in the world and then force them to do what we want.
No. They can do whatever they want after that.
Yeah, but what if they made an Instagram?
Oh.
What if they made a YouTube video that told us how to become the best painter in the world?
Or talked about me using a gun to get them on the YouTube.
Could you imagine the clicks?
So many clicks, so many bops.
If your hobby is using the gun to force the best painter in the world to make a YouTube video, more power to you. If you're going to make a video about that's a different hobby.
That's a documentary.
Yep, that's a documentary, and we're going to be screening those at Doc.ConCon, actually. In 2023. So the pandemic has shut down Doc.ConCon for a few years. There haven't been any conventions to make documentaries about.
Sweden, too.
Yeah. Well, The Sweden banned outright Doc.com.
We didn't even get to do it first. We didn't even launch it.
And again, it all goes back to that meat exportation fine print.
The exploitation of meat.
I don't 100% understand exactly what they're talking about.
Stop exploiting meat.
But I'm saying that, like, if you're...
Stop.
Three-word chance.
Three-word chance. Three-word chance. Yeah!
One big bed. This one.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I love making big bands.
It works. That always works. Three-word chant. What was I talking about?
Something about the exploitation of the workers.
God, Doc.com.
Yeah.
We'll get those back someday.
Sweden. I mean, Sweden.
The key is, if you're going to be a documentary filmmaker, you might not be the best person at making conventions.
Yes. Sure. If you are a good yodeler.
Well, yeah.
You may not be a good electrician.
Actually, those two do tend to overlap. I think that
I guess I didn't think about
that. The other piece of advice that I would give to new hobbyists would be to understand what your hobby is. If you're building Gunpla if you're painting miniatures if you're installing carpets because you want to make cool videos about those things, but you don't like doing the thing. Maybe you should just make videos about something you do like to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is, I actually, honestly, very fucking true. Damn, I wish someone told me that when I first got into Gunpla.
Hey, Joel, you don't need to build giant robots. You should be painting miniatures. That's what you really like.
Yeah. because I do actually, I don't enjoy the building and the snapping at all.
And I love the building and the snapping.
I like the painting and doing cool shit with it after I have a thing in my hand.
Right.
Like adding, you know, greebles and bitbops and all that shit.
Bitbops? Where'd you get the bitbops?
Oh, I got a guy.
A bitbop guy?
Oh, yeah.
You got to give me his number, man.
I got a bitbop guy and a slapchop man.
Slapchop guy.
Down in the bitbop sewer.
Guy. Greeble guy.
Coins and rings.
Greeble goyle.
All down there.
Gurple.
You have to take your clothes off though, because the wall of water comes through.
If you just hold your clothes up and the wall of water passes over you, and it's actually kind of refreshing.
But like, keep the rings and coins.
Yeah.
In a sock or in your mouth, otherwise so you don't lose them in the water. They come out of your pockets. Think about it. You got your jean shorts upside down.
All of this
against
the
wall.
This all makes perfect sense.
The keys start coming down. Guess what? They're going in the shit typhoon.
Awful. Nope.
It's not fun.
It makes sense to me.
I can't get through that for a third time.
So I think, I mean, God, this just boils down to just be safe on the internet, I guess.
Honestly,
look out for strangers.
It's a combination of be safe on the internet, look out for strangers, and be honest with yourself.
Yes.
And also do the thing that you like.
It's a little bit of
also,
media literacy,
I'm going to say,
right?
We should all give one personal piece of advice. We're not experts. No one should be taking our advice seriously.
So my piece of advice is... if the steak is done on the grill, it's overdone.
No, about the Gunpla content. Or the hobby, hobby content and all, like communities online, the whole thing.
That's right.
Yeah. What's your McGruff, the drug dog?
My Scruff McGruff.
Scruff McGruff.
Is.
That one.
Pass.
Scruff Tino. McGruff, Chicago. What's your, do you want to come back to you?
Yeah, come back to me.
We'll come back
I gotta
to
think
you.
Of a good one.
You
I
want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. Mine would be, right? Damn, that is kind of hard. Always use a con. No, that doesn't apply.
Always.
Don't feel that you need to be doing whatever. Oh no, here's my. You know what? I'm just fucking say it. Don't feel that you need to have a sponsor. To have a hobby.
That's real good.
And also, if you're going to make an Instagram page just because you want to connect to people in the community and post your shit, don't forget the initial reason why you did that. That's for new people coming in and people that have been around for 5 years. Don't forget the original reason, whatever it may be. Hey, for me, who's making fucking videos, am I going to go back to that? No. But it was also to show off this new fucking cool thing that I found out about and thought it was fucking tight. Remember why you did whatever you started your journey with.
That's real good.
And go back to that.
Yep.
Go back to that, but now use it with all the cool internet friends you made online. All
right. I've got one and I'm going to copy yours. So
that's fucked up. That's called plagiarism. that's what causes plagues.
That's why it's called plagiarism?
Yeah. Plagiarism.
I've been pronouncing that wrong the entire time.
The World of Warcraft had a whole expansion about it.
Oh.
Yeah, Wrath of the Plagiarism.
It's the bubonic plagiary.
It's the bubonic.
Bubonic. Oh, no.
Anyways, what was your...
So here's what the advice is. If you're building a hobby, it's sometimes hard to find a thing that you like to do just on your own. It's fun to show people what you made or what you painted.
Yeah.
And that's normal. But showing someone something in person at like a local meetup group is different from showing the internet. Because again, the internet's not people.
Ooh, I like that one. Because it is a lot different. Because guess what? People can fucking pick up the thing and turn it around.
Yarp. And those are real people.
They're real people.
They're like actual people that
they're
like
not, in they're not
you're
looking one, at. Right. They're not going to be a dick to you in person.
Well, maybe.
They can touch
they might
you.
Be. Yeah, I will. But it just don't show me your thing. That's fine.
Yeah, don't. Nah, yeah. Wait, what?
What? No, I won't be a dick to you. What I'm saying is...
What?
Whenever you show off your thing in person, there is a different... It is such a different environment than showing off pictures of the thing.
Yes.
And I think it comes down to the fact that it is actually the thing... And not
it's actually enthusiasts. I hate saying it. Really hate saying, oh, this is a bad take I'm about to give. Ooh,
maybe,
I can feel it, boys.
Maybe it's a combo. I think it's a combo of that.
It could be.
Yeah.
I missed what you said because I was trying
to. He said it's actually enthusiasts.
Oh, like okay. So that goes along with what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So not just enthusiasts, but you're looking at people with your eyeballs in person. You can touch
that's right.
them and you're
yes.
like
well ask before you touch
that's,
them
well yeah no, ask before ask. You
no, but it, Tina's it, right there's touching and there's balls involved
and yes. just having the I guess pressure of somebody next to you in front of you looking at the thing that you made
that's fun
and talking to you
that's a good one
also think about it like this right
it's a different feeling though
are there at an event that other people have dedicated time out of their day
also that.
Mm-hmm. to attend. So more than likely, they're going to be someone new or someone really into it.
Oh, that's good. Right?
Yeah. So they're going to be already like
no
very
casuals.
Passionate.
Yep.
Well, even if they are casual, they're very...
They care.
They're stoked. They're ready to get into it. Right. They came to a fucking
like
thing.
That.
But...
Oh, I like that. That's
when you're
really
on the internet, you have a shotgun spread of just every dick online.
It's your grandma's brother's dog.
So
and
all, it,
just,
all it takes
not
is,
just that,
yeah.
but bots.
Bots. I mean,
no,
well,
bots.
The general population.
And
you're dealing with the general population.
A bot in person, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
You
so would
know immediately.
Also, someone in
the
fucking
models had rubber skin.
Some random state can talk shit to you more comfortably online than they would in person. But guess what? I can assure you, almost 95%. Of every single little Gunpla drama, hobby drama, miniature drama, whatever it is, that was started online.
Oh, for sure,
would have never happened in person.
That is it.
It would never happen in person.
In person drama.
I don't care how tough they think they are, or whatever.
Get this: the internet amplifies drama that started in person to such an extreme degree.
Yeah.
As well. I think that the internet's just bad. Maybe that's my advice.
Yeah.
It started out being like,
just join our Discord. That's it.
It's cool to show people like the thing in person, but not on the internet. Like that was my advice at the beginning, and now it's like the internet sucks. Just don't
attend as many local events as you can. And if guess what? If there's shitty people at local events,
punch them.
Fucking tell someone.
Yeah.
Tell someone there if they don't do something, if someone that works for the store doesn't do something about it, guess what? Tell the fucking internet then. Because that's where shitty people can go.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you tell the internet, other shitty people might take care of your shitty person for you.
Exactly. Or something.
Oh, Jesus.
I wouldn't expect that, though.
It's like hiring a hitman,
or
but
guess
it's not
what?
A hitman. It's a shitman.
That
boom.
Place, that event, that person, that whatever it is might be like, oh, shit. I guess so. Maybe we should
somebody
fucking do
called
something
me
about
out.
It. Yeah. You know, but like hopefully just communicating if you're at a build meet or whatever and you're having a bad time, tell someone that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because at the end of the day, everyone should feel welcome at a build
meet. It's easy just to leave if somebody's making you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to leave. And you should leave if somebody's making you uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
You don't feel comfortable telling
but if you
want to
come back.
That's it.
And you want to make sure other people that want to do this too after you have a good time.
The majority of the people at those meets want you to come back.
Oh, also. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The vast majority.
And guess what? If you have someone there that doesn't want you to come back or doesn't want a person to come back,
why are they there?
Probably that person is the one making everyone else feel uncomfortable.
That's correct. Mm. Yep.
I would reckon.
That person is the thing.
Yeah. What was your advice? Was that your advice? Did we go off your advice or go off Tino's advice?
I was off
That was mine.
That was yours. Yep,
the internet versus in-person thing was me. Yeah. So now the spotlight is on
Tino.
There's my imposter syndrome again.
No, it's fine. We actually don't have any qualifications. That's why we're able to be on the podcast.
Just rambling,
We have no qualifications.
Sweden my advice, took that away from us. Since we've covered everything else, is don't get caught up in, how do you say that, the glamour.
It's pronounced creme brulee.
Yeah, don't get caught up in the creme brulee.
Don't get in the creme brulee.
A lot of enthusiastic hobbyists will really talk the hobby up to something that it won't be. Not saying that whatever hobby you choose isn't going to be great, because if you like it and you enjoy it, it's going to be amazing and you're going to do awesome. But don't let people make your expectations higher than they should be.
That's real good.
Or lower.
That's real good.
Or lower than they should be. Yeah. I've
either one.
That's I have started things or like gotten really big into things only for a couple of people to say it only takes a couple of people to say something shitty about it.
And then I'm just all the time.
Never mind.
All the time.
That's 100% true.
Movies for me. That was a big thing. I had to like learn to not like just listen to one person's advice on movies, because then I'm just not watching anything because everything sucks. Because
like somebody told me like Barbarian was boring, and I was like, okay. And then I went and saw it, and it was awesome. So like, people
Oh yeah. Usually, if someone tells me something is bad, I'm just gonna go watch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trusting anyone's opinions on movies anymore.
And usually, what other people think are bad, I think I'd pretty good.
Or like they self-consciously want to talk about it to see if you maybe have a better decision or better take on it. So
and then
like,
they take your take, and they're like, "Oh,
it's the greatest movie ever made."
They break into your house and start wearing your clothes and fly your spaceship wearing your
vest. Social security numbers going on.
Fun fact: this is how I got into shitty movies and video games. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna give these things a try. And
they're fun. They're fun. They're great. Yeah.
Usually the general public doesn't know what it's talking about.
Well, the general public likes AAA games.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know why? Because the vast majority of people are buying them. AAA games.
Well, that's the thing, and they have the most advertising, and so that's what
they got the money behind them.
It comes down to money. Money makes the world go round.
It's also why these games are being released undone. And
I mean,
that's it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. If we could just have the heart of the '90s of just we want to make something good.
Yeah.
And also, we're on cocaine. So there's a lot of cocaine in the video game world.
There was.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Adderall, cocaine.
Honestly, that explains Q-Bert.
Meth.
Cocaine is the reason why Pokemon Gold and Silver had two regions in it.
Really?
I don't know.
I would fucking assume so, because like we barely get a region in the new game.
Believing all of this. I mean, it has to be true.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 90s. Think about it. They just got done with the whole like hair metal thing. The Matrix is like a cool movie or something. Oh, geez, I don't remember when it came out.
I always thought the 90s was like weed. I don't know.
I guess that was like the 70s.
60s? Now. Oh.
It's now.
Oh, we came back around, yeah.
Think about it. Think how much people smoke weed. I smoke weed daily.
Acid.
Acid.
In the 90s? Maybe.
I don't know.
It's like
60s.
Lords of Acid has been around since the 90s, right?
I'm not sure.
Glue, a lot of glue sniffing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely glue. You know what? There's a huge epidemic at my school.
Oh yeah, glue sniffing. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah.
And not even Expo like the glue that can get you high. It's just like Elmer's white glue, like
craft glue. Yeah.
Oh, just drinking them
It's delicious. Kids would like cover their hands in it and just peel it off. Like,
now, see, I still do that. That's an autistic thing.
Yeah, that's stimming.
I still do that. There's a bottle over there.
Look, all the time.
Look over there. I ain't making that for terrain. I do use it for terrain, but I give myself a little dab.
Interesting.
It's a little like a little thumb or something.
I need to try it.
It's fun.
My buddy's mom is a masseuse, and she had one of those wax machines. And her office after
school. I've done that one. That's a good one, too.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Oh, my God. That's just I didn't realize the budget
version of it.
I assumed the kids were eating it.
No, ew.
I mean, probably.
I mean, there are some kids that are probably eating it.
This opens up a whole new world.
Not any of us.
But, yes,
no, I didn't really eat too much glue.
Are you sure? I'm not convinced.
I'm
not either.
I might have. I don't remember. I don't remember not eating glue. Or let me phrase it. I don't remember.
Wait. Hold on.
I don't remember eating.
I remember not remembering eating glue.
I don't remember eating glue because if I did eat glue, obviously something happened to my brain.
Maybe.
I mean,
if you didn't, I don't remember eating Not glue. I honestly don't remember eating it as a whole.
I was going to say, remember that thing I talked about earlier where your brain sees something so traumatic, it like turns it into a black hole?
Exactly.
That's all of school for me.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
That's, yeah.
So I don't.
Waste
maybe
the 12 years.
Also, I'll terrible time. Actually remember not eating glue. So.
Well, it would be during that time. Yeah. I would remember if I came home and I was chomping on some glue.
That would.
But during school is all blur.
You have to take it home though, right? Because like that's what you do at school because there's glue there. It's
so saying I didn't
supply.
Have glue at home. I had glue sticks, but like it's just chapstick.
No, that's like eating that. It's like biting into a stick of butter.
Fucking Indiana people or like Ohio.
I mean, I feel like I'm gonna go home tonight and cover my hand in glue just to see what it's like. That's gonna be fun.
Let it dry, but it's kind of fun because like you're peeling off your hand.
That's cool. That's
pretty sick.
Yeah. It's like I'm having a bad sunburn.
I think we finished the episode. The moral of the story is just like, I don't fucking know. Be
safe
online.
Cover your hand with glue, I guess.
Cover your hand with glue and build some model kits. Fuck it. In that order.
Be safe. Do your research. Watch for red flags.
That's it.
That goes with be safe.
Ask questions.
That's it.
Yeah. What's the... what's Miss Frizzle's catchphrase? Ask questions, make mistakes, get messy.
Yep, that's it.
Something
fuck
like
bitches,
that.
Mm-hmm. Get money.
Yeah.
Ask Ms. questions, Frizzle. Make mistakes, get messy, fuck bitches, get money.
Do
that's
it.
Yo!
Do it badly, enjoy it for yourself.
That's the one.
Hell yeah.
Put all those
what's
on
our motto,
points.
Though?
Our motto is enjoy the badly for the hobby.
Yes. And there just do.
Yourself.
Just do.
Just do yourself.
Just do yourself. Enjoy the hobby badly for everybody
just do yourself. We're on Pornhub and
we're on Pornhub, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram.
I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think we're on
Scholastic.com.
We have red flags, but they're the fun red flags that you use to send signals to space.
It's like semaphore, right?
You're like halo flags.
Yeah, there you go.
Halos. The anyway, when you're first starting out in a hobby, be aware that some people
are going to monetize
on
off of
social
it.
Media are just trying to make money and they don't actually do the hobby. That's the
it. And have fun. Do it badly.
Yep, do it badly for sure.
Enjoy it.
And then if you like it and you want to share with other people online, just make sure that's what you stick to doing.
Yeah.
Or if your thoughts change and you have brain sparks, be committed to it.
Yeah, be committed to it.
Make sure
it's
the right move.
Move to Australia.
Move to Australia. Get paints.
Yeah.
Fight spiders.
Mm-hmm. Paints from SMS.
Lord of the Rings.
Solid paints.
I don't know if I was there.
That's New Zealand.
That's New Zealand.
That's big thing. Because Old Zealand was,
Old Zealand? We're pioneering Old Zealand.
Old Zealand.
They are the reason why we're a podcast. We're in search of them alongside the
golden
truck.
Because in retrograding
the golden
the moon from
nuts.
The fuck, from the
We're retconning what's happening with Old Zealand right
that's
now.
That's it. We figured it out.
Yeah. We're halfway there.
Out with the old and with the new.
Yeah, we just need the jade truck nuts to get to the golden truck nuts
now. Our crack team of lawyers has cracked the code.
Yeah.
It's like a 90s ninja movie.
Oh, it's 100%. It's like Surf Ninjas meets Ninja Turtles meets Mall Ninjas.
Makes Mall Cops.
Mall Cops.
And CKY. Meets,
yes, Mall Rats. And
Mall
then,
Rats. Yeah.
Is Mall Rats
Obama.
And
yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Mallrats and CMYK.
CMYK. Yeah.
CMYK.
We have some filters to play with, boys.
What?
Is it time to sign off?
Oh, let's we got to sign off.
Okay, it's time to sign off. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another new...
My brain's
another
turned
another new
mush.
Episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast. I am your sign-in, sign-off boy, Tino, also known as Big V Roman all over the internet. You can find me at... Big V Roman all over the internet. I just said that. My brain's been turned to mush too now. It must be all that Elmer's glue. To my right.
Huffing.
Hey, I'm Brandon. Yes. I do mecha genre, and I don't remember not eating glue in school.
Don't not remember not eating.
My name's Elmer Glue, and I don't remember if Joel ever ate me once. But if he did, there it would be on usedtrucknuts.com.
It would.
Yeah, it would.
With
you're
a
right.
Z.
With a used Z, not
somewhere
an S.
In there. At the
used
end.
Used truck nuts, not trucks nuts.
No,
that would make sense.
No, it's used truck. It's spelled correctly.
Nuts
spelled correctly.
With a Z.
Nuts.
Nutzed.
Oh,
Nutzed. There you go.
Nutzed.
International, worldwide. You can get it on any computer.
I can see the letters flowing in now from all the countries that use Zed, like.
Like, oh my
god,
Zealand.
There's England, a million people Zealand. On the website. Oh my god, I sold out of all my used truck nuts Zeds.
Truck nuts Zed.
There's
Zeds.
So many people on usedtrucknuts.com, it's crashing the podcast.
Oh shit.
My connection's breaking.
Guys, I don't think this is how podcasts work.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure out one of these days.
I don't think we will.
I've signed us off several times already.
If one kid,
how do
if
we keep
one
going?
Person oh, learns,
yeah.
If one person learns,
we're trying to learn right
how
now.
How do we reach these kids?
How do we reach the youth? Kids. I've tried drugs. I've tried guns.
I've tried
these Beyblade things.
I drew a pair of tits. It's all I can do.
It's all I can do.
I've done everything.